T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Nobody is happier than Jen Hobby that last week's Confess Your Crush ended with happiness.
Confess Your Crush is where somebody comes on the radio, tells us the person they have a crush on, then we call the crushy and say, hey, somebody's got a crush on you. You want to know who it is? And then we make them confess it live on the radio. It's so fun to listen to because you can tell that bubbling excitement, that little love feelings, a little dreamy feeling. It's like right, you know, it's palpable. And then if it works out, I get so happy because I feel like we've made love happen.
And if it doesn't work out, I get so happy because it's uncomfortably awkward. And that is great to listen to. For the first time in the history of Confess Your Crush, I believe, the man correctly guessed the woman who is looking for him.
I think I know who this is, actually. Is this person by any chance Amanda from Atlanta?
Rich, before we put the crusher on the phone, is Amanda a good thing? Like, would you be into that?
Amanda would be a great thing.
Oh, look at that. We're all very excited.
Oh, yeah.
And then we put the two of them together. Of course, there's a little bit of awkwardness when this happens, but the two of them get together and the chemistry, undeniable.
Yes, I love hearing them giggle like middle schoolers.
Okay, it's me. You're right. You are correct.
Amanda. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that you were totally single before you came into town this week.
No, I actually, that's really funny. I actually answered the phone a little bit like a jerk because I wasn't sure what was going on. So I'm like, who is this? What's going on? So then they're like, oh, he's so charming and he's nice and he's sweet. And I'm like, oh, well. Oops on that one. Amanda, this is, you know, this is like almost not fair, but this is just like you, so. You like to triple check stuff, and I love that, and then also you're so fun, so obviously you'd call up a radio show.
It happened, Jen.
Grown adults tapping into their inner eighth grader is so fun to listen to.
The Amanda, the woman in this equation, is all set to come on with us here in just a few minutes. If you remember, Rich was here last year for a work conference.
Right.
But was married at the time. But there's definite electricity and chemistry, and Amanda had heard that he was single. So as you just heard that play out, he is indeed single, and they were very excited to see each other. Well, today marks the midway point of that work conference. So give us about 3 minutes to get her on hold. Amanda is about to join us and tell us how those meetings, finger quotes, are going. We get a Confess Your Crush success update coming up next.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush finally worked! Yes! It worked with Amanda and Rich. She called us to confess her crush on a coworker. And he actually works in a separate office and was coming to Atlanta this week to visit. So she wanted to tell him before he got here. I think he's in town by now, right?
He is.
I cannot wait to catch up with her. Amanda, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
How has it been going with Rich this week?
It's been really good.
Really?
Aside from, like, my coworkers, like, they're teasing me relentlessly, but other than that, it's been really good.
They heard it on the radio, or could they just smell the electricity between you and Rick?
Well, they all heard it on the radio, so it was a little embarrassing, but It's okay. It's going really well because he came in on Sunday.
Okay, so tell us how it all happens. He came into town. Did you pick him up at the airport or?
I sure did.
Really?
And yes, we had dinner at his hotel, and so that was good.
So you guys just had dinner together at the hotel, and then y'all went your separate ways, or?
Yes, I went home.
Girl, that's a lie.
It is not.
Kelly is calling you out.
Oh, no. There's no way y'all had that kind of electricity and then you just went home.
She just wanted something left to be desired.
So did you go home or didn't you?
No, I did. I did go home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like... Obviously, there's a physical connection. Do you feel like there's more than that?
I mean, there is... Like, right now, we haven't had a lot of time because we have, like, work things, like... all night, and then everybody goes out and has drinks afterwards, and then everybody goes home, and it starts over again because of conferences and stuff. So, like, we have a work dinner tonight, and I'm really nervous about how that's going to go because I know the people from my office know, mm-hmm. and it is, like, kind of obvious maybe, but I don't know what the other people think. I'm like, do we sit next to each other? Do we not?
Oh, you mean, like, people know, from his office?
Yeah, in other offices around the region.
So the question is, you go into this work dinner and do you sit right next to him and be like, yep, it's on, or do you sit as far away from him as you possibly can and try to ignore him the whole meal?
Right, yeah, I have no idea. I'm not really quite sure what to do.
How would you guys play it? I would just keep it cool.
Yeah, I would almost keep it a secret. It's more fun that way, one. And then that way, not everybody's in your business, right?
Yeah.
Let's say the dinner's at like 7:30 p.m. I would get there at 2 in the afternoon and get my seat and then make everybody, force everybody else to make their decisions. all right.
Maybe I will do that.
Have you guys had any discussion about interaction beyond this work week adventure?
Well, when we were leaving, because we were having cocktails with everybody else the other night, and so when we were leaving, he was going upstairs, he was walking me to my car, he made a comment, and he was like, this is, like, really fun and all, but we're definitely going to have to plan, like, a dinner alone, or you're going to have to come visit me, or I'll come back and visit you, and I said, for sure, definitely. So I think he's still into it, which is good.
That's so cool.
And then he kissed you goodnight at your car?
Maybe.
She doesn't want to tell.
I can't give you any information.
Okay. All right. From that giggle, that was a yes.
So we're gonna chalk this up as a successful confess your crush.
You.
And then we never want to hear from you or Rich again.
Okay.
That's the way confess your crush works. We get to the point where there's a relationship of any sort,
yep.
And then bam, we're gone out of it.
Yeah, we can claim it as a win. Unless they get married. I definitely would like to hear back.
Oh, for sure. I would definitely, you would be the first people I'd call after my parents.
All right. Probably. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Amanda.
Bye.
Jen, how do you feel about a successful confession?
I'm so excited. Whether she's kissing and telling or not, I think there's something there.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.